Hello there, my name is Crystal Tweed. I am 42 years old. I was born and raised in Monticello, New York, in beautiful Sullivan County, and I'm a model, actress, and host.
My name is Pedro Tweed. I was born in Dominican Republic, and now I live in beautiful Monticello, New York. I have been coaching gymnastics for 40 plus years.
Pedro and I have been together for 15 years.
We dated for a year, and then we got married. We didn't wait too long. When I proposed to her, and she started making plans for the week after.
Pedro and I have been married 14 years come this August 2021.
And the only reason she knows that is because of Facebook.
If I could describe our love story in one word, it would be caring.
Welcome to Our Love Story, a Spotify original from Parcast. Every week, a real couple recounts how they met, how they fell in love, and the biggest moments of their relationship. Now, let's hear their love story.
Before I met Pedro, I was living in Monticello, New York, where I had been my entire life. And at the time, I was helping my parents in their business. They own a local driving school. So I was doing mostly that consumed my time. And I had one child at the time. So that also took up a little bit of my time. My dating life, I was in a relationship at the time. For several years, but I, you know, was in pretty much long-term relationships before I had met Pedro. When Pedro and I met, it's pretty funny because he says he gave me an interview paper, but really all he asked me to write down was your name, your age, and what are your fitness goals? And later on, I found out that when he read the paper and he saw my age, he immediately thought, no, that's not going to happen because there is a significant age difference between Pedro and myself. There are so many things that I can say for what drew me to Pedro. As I had mentioned before, he is just very caring. When he speaks to you, when you speak to him, you know that he is listening. It's direct eye contact. He really makes you feel like he's listening to your every word. And, you know, for a woman that's looking for, I guess, someone to date, that's really one of the great characteristics.
On our first date, we went to see Nacho Libre. And that was driving. And I fell asleep, but I tried to pretend like I wasn't.
That is so accurate. Our first date, Pedro did fall asleep. I mean, granted, we were at the drive-in theater and, you know, everything's dark and it's quiet. You're listening to the movie in your own car. But yes, he did, in fact, fall asleep and has continued to do that.
She wanted to see it. I don't know if I was crazy about it, but the guy is funny. So, you know, I really can't tell you too much about if the movie was funny or not, because I fell asleep.
Yeah, I am a huge fan of Jack Black. That's how that ended up happening for the first date. After we had our first date, Pedro and I continued to go out. And one of the things I remember is that I had never had sushi before. So after we would wait train in the local neighborhood facility, we would all sort of go out as a group. And so that was sort of like my first introduction to sushi. So that's one of the significant dates that sort of sticks out in my mind. And, you know, after that, he would always take me out for sushi.
When she told me that she had never ate sushi, and I had, but then after that, I couldn't stop her from eating sushi.
That's true. I remember one year for a date as a surprise. Pedro comes to, I was living in an apartment complex at the time. He shows up to my apartment complex. He just tells me, you know, to get ready. He's taking me out. And he picks me up in a limo for my 29th birthday. And we took a trip to New York City. And he took me on a shopping spree. That is a memory I will never forget. My oldest daughter and my little sister, they were very young at the time, but they would always play outside. And they still, to this day, they are 24 and 26 years old. Till this day, they still talk about it. Oh, do you remember when Pedro came to pick mommy up in a limo? It's adorable. It's adorable that they still talk about it.
I planned it very well. It was her 29th birthday. And I knew that one day she's going to be traveling in limo every time. So I just wanted to give her some practice.
A big hurdle that Pedro and I went through in the beginning of our relationship is right before we got married and we had been dating for quite some time. I did have children from a previous relationship. So anytime I feel like you're dealing with children and you're moving on to a different relationship, sometimes there can be like a transition period when you're sort of splitting from one family and going to the next. So we definitely had some struggles in the very beginning with that, and him coming in as a stepfather. And he's stepped in really, really well, but it was a bit of a challenge for us in the beginning of our relationship.
One of the hurdles that I had to go through is because my wife is very beautiful. And there's a lot of guys that like to pretend help me. And they kind of use that to try to hit on her. And a couple of times she wasn't noticing that. And then there was a guy that sent a private message, and that got me angry, and I had to get over that.
I knew that Pedro was the one almost immediately. With Pedro, it's easy. I can't really think of any other word that would describe it. So there was no, it's like that cliched saying, no muss, no fuss.
Well, with me, it was easy too, but what happened is her energy. I was talking to her on the phone when I was driving, and something hit me so hard that I had to pull off the road. And I said, oh my gosh, I'm in love with this woman. So I knew that already, it was so overwhelming that I said, oh, you know, I have to tell her right now. So I pulled off the road to the side of the road. And the feeling was so inconceivable, so huge, that I had to do it at that moment. And I will never forget that moment because I pulled off to the road. It's like, you know, somebody is about to cry or something and they're exasperated, like you can't breathe. And you have to do that right there. That's what happened to me. I can't explain it, you know, because if I put that into words, people would say, well, I think he's making that up. But that's what actually was happening. And since I couldn't understand the feeling, I had to submit to the feeling. And I had to call her and tell her at that moment. And I didn't care what happened afterwards, whether she said, no, we can't be together. Or, you know, I didn't care what happened at that moment. I had to get that feeling out of me. And it's been 15 years. And yesterday, I still felt that way. So this is how the proposal happened. I planned it out with my father-in-law and my mother-in-law and my daughter. And we went to a restaurant that we usually eat all the time.
Sushi.
And I had the ring, and I brought the ring over to the owner of the restaurant. And I said, I want you to bring this to me when Christos comes in. But when she comes in and we order, you just bring this, and it has a plate where you cover and the food and things like that. And she didn't know what meal she was getting. So the lady came and brought, and everybody knew what I was doing except for her. And I started with this eloquent thing that I was saying, you know, like, you know, how you go in the internet, you have to have the right connection. And I had it all planned out. And she's kind of laughing and not really paying attention to what I'm saying. And then we opened the tap of where the food's supposed to be. And there's the ring there, and she's still not noticing that there's a ring there. then I asked her, you know, I started with the connection of this, and if you don't have the right connection, you can hear each other. I forgot exactly everything that I said, but it was very eloquent.
Very.
And then when she took the ring, and I said, "Will you marry me?" And she said, "Yes." And then I left because I had a gymnastic meet in 3 hours away, mm-hmm. and I had to get in the car. So I hardly almost waited for the answer. I just, "Will you marry me?" After I did that whole eloquent speech, and then I had to run. That's my recollection of it.
You know, just giving a little more detail, we were sort of hanging out the entire morning right before Pedro had proposed, and we were in the car driving, and he was talking about chains and being linked together. That's the part that he couldn't remember. So he had been talking about it all morning. He was talking like he was Confucius, and I was like, it's so beautiful. And so then when we finally got to the restaurant, you know, and he's talking like, I didn't see the ring because I was literally not paying attention. I was turned, I think, talking to his daughter, and my head was completely turned, looking away. And he proposed, and I didn't even realize it. The engagement that almost didn't happen.
Yep.
Right after Pedro left to go to the gymnastics competition because he was traveling that weekend, I was just on cloud nine. I was calling all of my friends, telling them the good news. And, you know, even though he couldn't stay, and, you know, it was still a day to celebrate. So I was on cloud nine for, you know, until the day that we got married. It was wonderful. So our wedding story. The planning leading up to the wedding was quite simple. I am quite simple. We had a wedding planner, and the decorations were beautiful, just, and everything that I chose, Pedro was just completely on board with. He's an easygoing guy, as I had mentioned before. But I remember the wedding just being really simple, exactly what we wanted, and you know, we were married in a very simple apple orchard in our town. It was quite lovely. Absolutely loved it. And we actually had our reception in the back party room of the local Chinese restaurant.
No shoes in this wedding.
No shoes, right?
Our daughter, our youngest one, she wasn't too happy with that.
Yeah, yeah. She was not happy to walk barefoot in the grass. And I absolutely love it. Like, I love to be barefoot. So, but she was not having that. I think she was maybe 4 at the time. My bouquet for the wedding was actually quite unique. It was a dozen roses. The stems were not cut. They were cut a portion of the way, but they were quite long. And the wedding planner took the veil from my dress because I didn't wear the veil. And she wrapped it around the stems so beautifully. And it was quite heavy because normally a bouquet, you hold it in your fist, you know, it's quite small. But not this one. it was heavy. It was beautiful. And I liked it because it was different from, you know, the normal bouquets that you see at a wedding.
I didn't get to hold that.
What I'm looking forward to most with Pedro in our future is actually having time to travel, to have a proper staycation or honeymoon even. With the business that we run and Pedro is head coach at our gymnastics facility, we do get to travel, but we have to travel for business. And there are times when we're traveling like 2 weekends a month. And, you know, those days are long. And since we are running the program, it's not year-round, but it runs a good portion of the year. We don't get to travel for leisure that often. So I'm really looking forward to when we will be able to just travel to a nice island, maybe St. Lucia. I keep bugging him about that.
You know, what she wants makes me happy. So, yeah. planning a vacation, I think it's important for us to take a vacation because we've been working so much. And also we're working sometimes, we created a talk show. So we're working for that without getting paid because it's just for fun. But a vacation is the one thing that we're looking forward together. I think every time that she has a role, that's a favorite memory for me. Because, you know, the happiness that I see in her when, like, I booked it. And one of my favorite memories when she was performing in this play, Meek.
Mm.
And when I saw her there, I realized, oh my gosh, she's really good at this. It was like watching a completely different person. And it wasn't just because he was my wife. It's just like she was so good at it. And then my other favorite memory is just recently she auditioned for another play. And then she said, can I do this for you? And when she did, I said, oh my God, that's really good. You know, and I was, you know, I lost for words. I couldn't say anything. So those are two favorite memories that will last forever. Mm. You know, seeing her so happy when she books a role like that.
How am I supposed to follow that up? A few years back in August, Pedro and I took a trip to Vermont, just the two of us. I booked it for him as an anniversary gift, so it was a complete surprise. And we drove to West Dover, Vermont, which is just above Albany. So it wasn't too far from where we live. And it was so quiet and peaceful. And we just sort of got to hang out and enjoy each other. And it's funny because, you know, there really weren't many other guests there, but we managed to, we remembered to bring our tripod. So we took a bunch of crazy acrobatic yoga pictures in front of a bunch of horses. There were horses on the property and it was quite beautiful. And we just had such a wonderful time. And that's one of the places that I really want to get back to.
Okay. You convinced me. We're going on a vacation again. No, that reminded me of how much peaceful and fun that was. So yeah, we have to do it again. We have to do another vacation.
Agreed.
Thanks for listening to Our Love Story. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Our Love Story, follow us on Spotify and check out other Parcast originals, all available on Spotify. Our Love Story is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen, sound designed by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Jamie Ryan. It's produced by Kristen Acevedo, John Cohen, Tristan McNeil, and associate produced by Alex Trigvadotter.